Grace and mercy and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's text is the Old Testament lesson for this first Sunday in Lent. And we hear these words once again. After these things, God tested Abraham. This is our text. Dear friends in Christ Jesus, this past Wednesday, we entered the season of Lent, a period of 40 days of preparation, a time for us to prepare our hearts for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. It's a time for us to think about what the Lord gave up for us, what he sacrificed when he traveled that lonely road to the Calvary. What's hard for you to give up? The hardest things to give up are the things we love most deeply. Why is it hard to give up something you love so much? For me, it's ice cream and chocolate-covered almonds. What is it for you? God asked Abraham to give up something. What was it? Yeah, that's right, it was his son. Abraham was asked to give up his son Isaac. The Bible tells us that this was a test for Abraham. So let's pretend this morning that you are students in a classroom and I'm going to ask you some questions. Students are always taking tests. Abraham was tested. I want you to think about what kind of a test it was for Abraham. Some people think that this was a test of Abraham's obedience. Think about that for a minute. Did your teacher ever test your obedience? How would that have happened? Most likely it would have been a command. Sit down. Open your textbook. Be quiet. Why might a teacher test your obedience? Well, to see if you would immediately do what was commanded. Was Abraham obedient to God? Yeah. Was there someone else who was obedient in this story? Was Isaac obedient? Yeah, he was. There's another kind of test that this might have been. Some of you may remember tests that you took at school. What kind of a test was it? Probably it was a test of your knowledge. Why do teachers want to test your knowledge? Well, so they can put your progress on a report card for the principal and for your parents to review. And in that way, they could not only evaluate your progress, but also evaluate their own teaching skills. Now, there's a third kind of test that I want you to think about this morning. The first test was the test of obedience. The second test was a test for knowledge. The third test is a test for faith, the test of faith. The test of faith is a test that begins with a promise. So suppose your teacher at the beginning of the school year had said something to you like this. Class, I want to make you a promise today. You and I are going to have a great time this year. We're going to review some of the things that you learned last year, and we will be learning some interesting new things this year. These things that we learn will help you in your life and will prepare you for what is to come next year. And I make you a promise that I will work very hard to get you ready so that by the end of this year, you will be prepared to enter the next grade. This is something we will have to work on together. I promise to teach you and help you learn. That's my part. And I will encourage you and keep you on the right track so that you can achieve your goals of moving forward to the next grade. When you get behind, I will warn you, When you do well, I will praise you. There will be times when you will be upset about things and when you don't feel much like learning. I promise to be there and help keep you going. But you have a part in this task too. Your part is to trust me. Sometimes I will challenge you. I will give you homework assignments to do. I will expect you to pay attention in class. I will give you tests and report cards so that you can know how well you're doing. You may not like some of the things I ask you to do, but I want you to trust that the things I ask you to do will be for your good, to help you succeed as a student and to help you succeed in your life. Now you want to believe your teacher's promise, and so you decide at the beginning of the year to do your best to have faith in your teacher and to work with her to achieve those goals. This is a test of your faith and the promises that your teacher has made. Abraham's faith, I believe, more than anything else, was a test of faith. God had made him a promise. His descendants would become a great nation, and through him all the nations of the world would be blessed. But Abraham had no son until he was almost 100 years old. It began to look like Abraham had trusted God in vain. But then God kept his promise to Abraham and to Sarah, and he gave them Isaac, their own son. But now, about 12 years later, God asked Abraham to offer Isaac, his only son, as a sacrifice. He was to take his own son, the son of the promise, to the top of a mountain and offer him like a sacrificial animal. What do you think went through Abraham's mind? Can hardly imagine. How was that a test of Abraham's faith? He might have doubted that God would ever keep his promise. He might have wondered why God would make a promise and then keep the promise after so many years, only now to take the promise away again. He might have been tempted to say, "No, God, I won't believe in you anymore." But he didn't say that. He did believe in God. Maybe like you believe in your teacher. Abraham found out that God is faithful and that God does keep his promise. At the last minute, the angel of the Lord told Abraham not to kill his son. The Lord provided a substitute for Isaac, a ram caught in the bushes. Now let's think a little bit about you. How are you when it comes to passing tests? How about the test of obedience? How about the test of our knowledge of God's word? How are we when it comes to passing the test of faith? We don't do very well keeping the Ten Commandments, do we? We fail the test of obedience every day in thought, word, deed. We're tempted every day to disobey God by breaking one or more of His Ten Commandments, and our sinful nature responds by doing just that. Over and over, we get a failing grade when it comes to our obedience to God. We don't do very well when it comes to the test of knowledge either, because we fail to read and study God's holy word the way we ought to. In his word, God reveals not only his commands, but the blessed news of our Savior from sin and death and the devil. Proverbs 1 verse 7 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction." It is in the scriptures that we discover the knowledge of life and salvation. Do you read and study God's word the way you should? Do you pass the test of knowledge? And we don't do very well when it comes to the test of faith either. How about when it comes to trusting God when we have troubles in life? We so quickly begin to think that God doesn't care about us, that he doesn't love us. When we see others who make fun of our faith in God, who mock God, who dismiss God as unimportant, or who laugh at our faith, it might be hard for us to remain faithful to the true God. But even though we do not have the faith of Abraham, and even though over and over again we disobey God, there is one thing that is certain, and that is God does keep his promises to us. He gave his own son as a substitute, like that ram, a substitute for us so that we would not have to die forever, but could in fact live forever in his kingdom. I want you to think about Jesus as our ram for a minute. You know what rams are like. They're tough, like the Dodge Ram, guts and glory. Jesus was even tougher out there in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by the devil. The devil kept after him, tempting him with everything he could think of to make Jesus abandon his mission to save us. But Jesus was tough, and he was determined to go all the way to the cross to be our ram, our substitute. And that's exactly what he did. Nothing could turn him away from the awesome plan of the Father to accomplish the salvation of the world. In our baptism, God has made us wonderful promises. There he has promised to be our God, to love us, to protect us from the evil one. He has promised to forgive our sins and to be with us through all of life's troubles and problems. Even more than our teacher, God has promised to help us grow, to encourage us, to give us his Holy Spirit to guide us through this life, so that one day we will know the eternal life of heaven. My friends, whenever your faith is tested, remember God's promises. Whenever your faith is tested, remember how God is faithful and has been faithful to you in the past, especially how he has kept all his promises, the promise most precious to give you a Savior who is Jesus Christ, your Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.